on the bottom of Mem Beis Amud Aleph. The Mutei Mai. We learned that by Shechita, you can't have Hesech Hadas, and by Shreifa Sapara, you need both of them, because Shechita is the beginning of the Avoda, and I think the Shreifa not, and the Shreifa is the end of the process, and I think the Shechita not. So what does it come to exclude? I know you need it by Shechita and by Shreifa. What's exclusion? Tosfos says maybe it's not excluding anything. Tells me these two things. Tosfos says if it wouldn't exclude something, then tell me an avoda that's neither a beginning or an end, and I'll learn all the other ones from it. Must be the fact that it's a dafka the beginning and dafka the end, that something's excluded. Ilei melamute, this gears that we have is asefas afara umilu mayim lekiddush. Right, if you come to tell me you don't, that Hesech Hadas doesn't pasul when you gather the afer together and put it in a kli, and then you fill up the water to be mekadesh it, there Hesech Hadas doesn't pasul. The Gra has a different girsa. Gra's girsa is ilema lamute mili mayim v'kiddush l'mishmeres. Only those two things. Filling up of the water. Right. And putting the water on the afer, or the afer on the water. Which one comes first? The afer or the water? Right. Rashi says, "Asefes afara va'asaf ish tar." Somebody has to gather the ashes of the para, put it in a kli, and then umili mayim losesh latoch afer lahazos. Rashi learns that the water goes into the afer. Tosfos says, not true. The ma'aseh of the halacha is you put the afer on top of the water, not the water on top of the afer. And the truth is that it's a machlokas. Where's the machlokas? Right. The afer goes in the water. In Sota, the Rabbanan say that the water comes first and the afer goes on that, and Rav Shimon holds you could do either way. So according to Rashi's saying Dafkin Rav Shimon and Dafka the way that the Rabbanan hold not. So some say that Rashi may be a tall sofer that it shouldn't say Laseis Latoch Afer Lahazos, but Laseis Alha Afer Lahazos. In any case, the afer is on top of that. The kiddush, hinasinas mayim alo afer, that's bringing the water on the afer, which is again, that's the ma'arvan yachad, really it goes the other way. Don't put the water on the afer, you put the afer on the water. Okay. Okay, where it says, l'mishmeres, l'mei nidoksiv, by those things, the asefes ha'afer, and milui hamayim, it says what's it called the mishmeres lemeinida. So your mishmeres means mashma the tzricha shimur ad shiyasamehen, that you can't be mesiach das. You have to be shomer it right till you sprinkle it on somebody. Ela lemute hashlachas etzeres ve'ezo mushnitolas. The lav gufa deparinu comes to exclude that when you throw in the etzeres, the ezov and the shnitolas, their hesach das doesn't passel. What's the reason why is that different than the other things? Because that's not the goof of the para. Anything that's goof of the para, we learn from Shechita and Shreifa that it needs Shmira. But anything that's not the goof of the para, throwing in these extraneous things doesn't need Shmira. Hesech Hadas doesn't pass. Okay. Itmar. Shechita's para bizarre. Right, whether you can shecht paraduma with a non-kohen, Ravami omer ksheira. Ravami says that it's okay. Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha omer psula. Ula omer ksheira va'amri la psula. Ula said it's kosher, and some say that Ula said it's pasul. Mosiv Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba l'suyei l'rav. Rabbi Yeshua bar Abba came to defend or to support Rav. Rashi l'suyei l'rav. The Amar Parash Shechitas a bizarre psula. We had a machlokas before Rav and Shmuel, same machlokas, whether Paraduma is kosher bazaar or not. We had a machlokas whether Paro Shel Aaron and Paraduma, one of them is kosher bazaar and one is not. And Rav held that Paraduma is posel bazaar, and Shmuel held that Paro Shel Aaron is posel bazaar. So Rabbi Shua Bar Abba is going to come now to support Rav that Paraduma is posel bazaar. How? Ainli Ella Hazos May Meho. Sheink Sharin Bi Isha Kibi Ish the Ink Sharin Ella Biyom. What's it called? Rashi. Hazos May Meho Ink Shera Bi Isha the Kama Farishla. Then one of the Gemara is gonna learn how you know that sprinkling the water of the Paraduma on the person, the Afer, on the person who's Tomei, has to be done by a man. Can't be done by a woman. The Ink Shera Biyom Dichsiv Hu Yishata Bo by Yom Hashlishin. Has to be done on the day. It says Bayom Hashlishi, Bayom Hashvi. Minayin l'rabo shchitosa, the Kabbalah's Dama, the Hazoah's Doma, the Shreifosa, the Hashlochas Eitz Eres, the Ezo Vushni Tolas. Right? How do I know that those are also only Bayom? Right? Rashi. Minayin l'rabo shchitosa, the Kabbalah's Doma, the Hazoah's Doma, the Shreifosa, the Hashlochas Eitz Eres, the Ezo Vushni Tolas, the Lo Yuk Sherim Ela Bayom. The ilulin beisha kabeish eino itzrich lirabuye. The kulok shibu oel lozer a kohen. That he can't be a woman. Has to be a kohen, right? So there we there's no havamina that could be a woman, but it may be at night. How do you know it has to be dafka in the daytime? All these other parts of the process of paraduma. Tamid lomer Torah. Torah says Torah, meaning tzchos chukas haTorah, that it makes it all one Torah. All of it has the same halacha, just like has to be biyom the shechita. Everything else to be a biyom too. Yocho shanimar ba'afa seifas afora umilui mayim v'kiddush. I might think that gathering the afer and putting the water into the kli to put the afer, the water on the afer, is also what's it called, has to be dafka bayom. Tamid lomer zos, only these things, zos chukas haTorah, only what's it called, the shechita, and all these other things have to be bayom, but not the actual filling up of the water and putting the afer on the water. Mara isa, why are we marba l'rabos es elu l'hotzi es elu? Right, why dafka bayom, all these other things, but not milui Amayim and Asifa Safera Afara, what's the difference between them? Akha Shariba Kosavumiyat, right? Amras Anulamedim Kula, what's it called? So since the Torah said a ribui, so some of them are what's it called Dafka Bayom, and the Torah said a miyut, right? So we learn them Hari Lamedim Kula me Hazos me Meva. We learn them all from Hazos Mayim, the sprinkling of the water. Ma hazos meneo enok sherim beish yokeva ish. Hazos meneo is only kosher with a man, not with a woman. The enk sherim ela biyom, and they're also only kosher biyom. Afani avi shchitosa kabbalas doma hazos doma shreifosa vaslochas eitzeres veezo v'shni tolas hoil the enk sherim beish yokeva ish. Since they're also not kosher beisha, only beish, because it has to be a kohen, and a woman is not a kohen, right? So ain't sharing el biyom. So they also have to be in the day. Anything that's kosher only beish is kosher only in the day. Motzi ani, and since the Torah said a miut, so a memayit these two that don't have to be bayom. A sefer safar o milumayim v'kiddush or sharing beisha k'beish. Later on we'll learn that these things specifically are kosher. Even an isha can do them. So since an isha can do it, it's kosher even balayla. Sharing nami biyom of balayla. Rashi. The Hazoz Dama El Nochach Pnei Oil Moed Sheva Pami. Says part of the process of Paraduma is the Kohen sprinkles the blood of the Paraduma seven times towards Oil Moed, from Harazesim towards Oil Moed. Tamid Lomer Torah, Zos Chukas HaTorah. Torah Achas Lechol Avodosa. Torah is marbe, all the other things have to be also bayom. Tamid lomar zos, how about asefa safara and milu hamayim, right? There it says zos, only these things. That's a kosum kan kain v'al tosin. Only these things, not something else. So how do you know what to be marv and what to be mayim? Akashariba kasavu miyik, velo pirish my riba my miyik. The Torah didn't say specifically what's included in bayom and what's excluded from being dafka bayom. So the Torah gave it over to the Chachamim to decide what is the truth and what is the proper way to be marb, which things to be marb and which things to be might. Amras, Hari Onu Lemedim Kulam Mehazos Meneva. We learn them from the Hazor that has to be Bayom. Just over there, Shapasu Halayla Mefurishbo. There it says Bayom Hashlishi, Bayom Hashvi. There it's Befeirish Hashri Bayom. So we learn all of them from Hazor. She'enk she'erim be'isha ke'be'ish. Hazor is not kosher be'isha. Kin lekamon, v'kolokach ezo, v'tovo m'mayim ish tohor. Right, so it's b'feirish. There has to be an ish. So that's the b'raisa. The Gemara says, v'hai maiti yufta. So what's the kash over here? We said that Rabbi Shua ben Abba brought this b'raisa as a proof to Rav against Shmuel. That it's possible bizarre. Now what's it called? Paradum is possible bizarre. Shchitas, paradum is possible bizarre. Where do you see that here? Ilemim lipsulim be'isha, psulim nomi bizarre. Right? If the fact that an isha is possible for all these things, so a czar is also possible, hazos me me'otokhiyah. That's not true. I'll show you one of the things that's kosher bizarre and possible be'isha. Just the fact that it's possible be'isha doesn't mean it's possible bizarre. Right? A man who's a czar can do it. What is that? Hazos me me'otokhiyah. Anybody can sprinkle the water on the Tomei except the woman, but any man can do it, and it doesn't have to be a Kohen. So you can't learn from here that since it's possible the Isha, it's possible Bazar by Shechita. Omra Baya Hainatiyufte. So if I explain, no, this is what Rabbi Shua ben Abba meant. Isha my timer. Why by an Isha what's it called is possible by Shechita? Why? Because it says Elazar the low isha. How do I know that by shechita an isha is possible? Because it says a lozer, right? And not an isha. Zar nami a lozer, lozer. If you're learning from a lozer, then you have to be made a zar too. Only a man and only a kohen. Now she'ain came. What's it called? Shmuel learned that the shachat osal lefanav is not going on a lozer. It's going on somebody else who shechts in front of Elazar. Rav learned the shachad osa is Elazar lefanav, and he has to have das, can't have hesach das. So this brisa, which excludes a woman from shechita of paraduma, also has to exclude azar, because the place we learn that an isha is excluded is the fact that it says the shachad osa lefanav, meaning Elazar shechts it. And if Elazar shechts it, it has to be a man, and it has to be a what's it called, a kohen. So therefore, it's a riot, it's a rav against Shmuel. Rashi, the high mighty of Taylor Shmuel, he named him Mektani Shechita Psula Beisha Psula Nomi Bazar. If you'll say, from the fact that it's possible Beisha, it's possible Bazar, right? That's not true, because I'll show you something that's possible Beisha, but kosher Bazar. That's Hazar's name of. So it's not a cloud that whatever an Isha is possible, a Zar is possible. Shmuel says, no, it's from the reason. Isha my time, I'm not like the Shechita Psula B'Isha. How do you know an Isha is possible for Shechita? Bishlama Kabbalah's Dhamma, Bahazaz, Dhamma, Ksivalok, Echalaz, Rakoi, Midhamma. Hainu Kabbalah, the He's Anocha Peol Moi, Hainu Hazasa. Usrefa Nami Lael Minoksiv, Koi. Bahadar Vasarifas Apara Laenov Delazar. Bashlacha Zaytz the Ezov Koi, Ksiv. And the Shechita Mehecha, it doesn't say Koi by Shechita. It only says the Shachat Osolofana. So how do you learn that pasuk? Does the shachat go on Elazar? That's what Rav says. But then if that's the case, and that's where we know that an isha not, then a zar is also not. And if we don't know it's going on Elazar, but the shachat also means somebody else, then that somebody else can be an isha too. So according to Shmuel, an isha should be kosher, not only a zar. And it says b'feirish in this b'raisa, an isha is pasuk. So it must be that we learn the pasuk like Rav, not like Shmuel. And Lazar velo isha, the alkarchach v'shachad osa lefana, v'alazar koi, like Rav, the darish leitan or the Rav. The ishi ye acher shochet v'alazar roe, ke the darish Shmuel, mehechid b'mayit isha. Because if the pasuk is like Shmuel, that somebody else shechs in front of Elazar, then how do you know an isha is possible? You know that a czar is kosher, but why isn't an isha kosher? Elamei Elazar Dorish Leitan. It must be this Brisa learns from the word Elazar that B'shachat Osa means Elazar. Menela Azar is also possible. וכי היכי דמייד איש שמהוכם המתן במסור. אוקיי, אומר אולה, כל הפר שכולה משמע מוציא מיד, משמע ומשמע מנבא. Tomorrow we're going to learn this whole parsha by Paraduma. Some of it you learn that the pasuk after is memayit what we learned in the pasuk before. In other words, pasuk says it has to be a kohen, and now what's it called? The next pasuk says something different. It comes to tell me this part doesn't have to be a kohen, or this part can be a man. This one doesn't have to be a man, and this one could be a cotton, and this one can't be a cotton. We'll see tomorrow that some things, as you go through the pasuk, that which comes later says that it doesn't have to be the same thing that came before. It's motzi miyad, and also some of the things are a succession. Just like this has to be a man, this has to be a man. Just like this has to be a gadol, this has to be a gadol, and so on. Some of the things follow in succession, and the halachas are the same. And some, what comes later, comes to tell me that it's not the same as what came before. Okay, we'll see this as we learn it tomorrow. Also le'elazer v'lo ledoros. Now he's going to darshan the psukim. Says if you give it over to Elazer, this only this para, paras Moshe. In other words, the original para duma had to be done with Elazer, but ledoros does not need Elazer. Ledoros le'elazer. Only this para needed Elazer. Now Elazer was a skan. That wouldn't mean you need Elazer for all the paras later on. Elazer wasn't alive. It means somebody similar to Elazer, right? He could be Amrei. So now what is that limud? What does that mean? For Doros, you don't need the skan. He could be Amrei Ledoros b'kohen gadol. Some learn that only this para was done with the skan, but all subsequent paras had to be done with the kohen gadol. Okay. And the reason this one not is because this one was a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, and Aaron was involved with the Chet HaEgel, so he didn't have a part in it. They ask on that though, because Lamaisa Aaron brought an eagle to Mechaper on the Chet HaEgel, why not bring the Parah Duma, which is also Mechaper? So others say that since this Parah was Paras Moshe, it was called on Moshe Rabbeinu's name, so it wasn't proper that Aaron should bring it, and since he was such an Adam Gadol, that it should be called on Moshe's name, and he should just be a schlepper here. So therefore it was brought with Elazar, not with Aaron. But subsequent Paras are brought with the Kohen Gadol. And Ika the Amrei, and some say just the opposite. Ledoros b'kohen hegid. You don't need the skan. Any kohen hegid can do it. You don't need Dafka, the person who set aside to take the kohen gadol's place, right, if something happens to the kohen gadol. Any kohen hegid is okay. So we have two shitas. One holds that you Dafka need a kohen gadol for subsequent paradumas, and one holds you don't need the skan. You can have any kohen, and l'chora even a kohen gadol, but even a kohen hegid. And there there's a machlokas taka. It seems from some rishonim that dafka kohen hegid, kohen gadol can't do it, according to the second shita. According to most rishonim, it means even a kohen hegid. For that, the kohen gadol could do it. Gemara says mishlam alaman yomer ledoros b'kohen hegid shaper. According to the man yomer who says that subsequent doros, even a kohen hegid, could make the paraduma, and only the first paraduma had to be done with the skan. Elamand yomer ledoros b'kohen gadol minale. Right? How do you know it has to be a kohen gadol? All we know over here is you don't need a lasser. How do you know you need a kohen gadol? Right? Gomar chuka chuka miyom kippurim. We learn from chuka. It says chuka by chukas Torah, and it says v'hayazos lachem lechukas olam by yom kippur. Just like over there, it has to be the kohen gadol. So too over here, it has to be the kohen gadol. Rashi, kol ha'parsha kula shel para kamosha avodoseh asturo zuachazu. The whole parsha mentions one avoda after the other in the process of creating a para duma. Mashma motzi miyad, mashma umashma meila. Tishedakdik ba, when you'll be medakdik in the parsha, en chayochol ha'hasro shitas ha'parsha mishoveh. You can't learn the succession. Everything is the same. All the halachas apply equally to all the different parts of this process. Shu kol mikro seh ha'shodim zem zeh. Some of them, what it says now, is not the same as the the avoda before, right? That it comes to tell me that what it said, that what's necessary in this avoda is not necessary in the next avoda. Masha posel zeh, hichshur zeh, what's posel by this is kosher with this, or masha hichshur zeh, posel zeh, or what's kosher with this is posel in this. They're different. The yesh b'mikros mashmos shemeskaimen emela mashmos. So in some, it's successive, that what applies to this one applies to the next one too. Shamashma omeg bimkomo, that what applied to the first one applies to the next one too. They no mochi mechlal chaveru, and it doesn't come to tell me different, that this one is different than the one that came before. Lefisi dura yesh lechava havin mahu amochi mechlal chaveru umi mashma memela, and from the order and from the words that are used, whether they're a miut or a riboy, you can understand whether what comes after is different than what came before, or it's the same. The action of Dorish Molikas Kula. Now he starts darshaning the whole parsha. So we'll see some of them. The drasha is it's the same as what came before, and some of the drashas it's different. So the first thing we darshan is Nesatim Osa El Elazar Hakohen, right? It says what's it called? Kachlecha Para Duma Tmima VeNasato Osa El Elazar Hakohen. So you have to give it to Elazar. So we learn Osa Le Elazar Shehuskar. So, but not subsequent paradumas don't have to be a lazer. Laman domer ledoros b'koin had yitshaper. Kivin lo kova lekrobe had yiskan. No koin godel kol koan k'sherim ba. The limud of the first man the omer that a koin had yit is kosher, or the second man the omer is kosher. It says only this one has to be a skan. Mashma, the other ones doesn't have to be anybody special. To be anybody. But where do we know that it has to be a kohen gadol? Only this one is the skan, but all the other ones have to be a kohen gadol. We learn from Yom Kippur. Chuka. Okay. V'nosata osa. One second. V'yom Kippur. Hotzi osa. Next thing it says in the parash is v'hotzi osa mechutz l'machane. Take it out. Shelo yotzi acherasima. Osa can only take it alone, not with another animal. Kiddushan. So the para didn't want to go. You don't bring, you know, take another, a black para with it to make it go. People shouldn't say they shechted a black para for para aduma. You don't take another red one either. People shouldn't say they shechted two. Rebbe Omer Lomin Hashem Huzeh. It's not because of what people are going to say. It says, "Lo osa, it alone. You can't take another one with it." It says the Tanakama hokshiv osa. Why does the Tanakama need to say the reason you can't take another one is because people will say they shechted either two paradumas or a black one, right? It says osa. It's a gzeres hakosher. It says man Tanakama Reb Shimoni. The Tanakama is Reb Shimon. The Dorish time of the Kra. The Shimon darshins the tam of the pasuk. So when it says Osa, he learned the reason it said Osa is that people shouldn't say that you shechted two or you shechted a black one. So what's an afkamina, whether it's a xeris akosum Osa or there's a reason for it? Ikabinayu, the apik, chamor, bahada. Where you took a chamor, nobody's going to say that you shechted a chamor. Right, and nobody's going to say what's it called. But if the reason is you have to take it alone and nothing else with it, then you can't take the chamor either. Right, Rashi. Mishum shenemar shelo yomru shtayim shachtu v'kaybelon. What's so terrible that you shechted two? Shekol melachos hanasos ima psoklosos. If you did melacha with something else at the time that you were. What's it called, involved in the paraduma, it passes the paraduma. So if you shechted another paraduma at the time you were shechting the first one, it's possible. The first one's possible. Or if you shechted a black one when you were, what's it called, involved in the paraduma, it passes the paraduma. Because you're doing malacha b'shas, the process of the paraduma. Kinisman, kala osik b'parah, mitchila v'atsof, posin oso b'malacha. When you're osik in the paraduma, if you do another malach at the same time, it passes it. Well, the kamon nomi amrinu the shachad osas loyishkan acherasima. So you can't even take another one out with it because we're afraid people will think that you shechted the other one too, and it passes the paraduma. So it's only because what people will say. Mishum shenemer osa. And Rebbe says, no, it says beferish osa. Vahotzi osa. So Mar says, Dorish, climb in the Quran. The first, by the Omer's of Shimon. And he learns the osa has a reason to it that people shouldn't say. The Baba Metziah, where do we see the Rav Shimon is Dorish time of the Krah, and that it makes a difference in the halachas? Almana Ashira Mamashkin, Osa Aniya Ein Mashkin. So it says you can't be Mamashkin and Almana. So Rav Shimon says it's only talking about Almana Aniya, and there's a reason. Because if you're Mamashkin and Aniya, right, you have to give it back to her. People see you going in her house, out of her house, give her a bad name, right, to think that you're having an affair with her. Hashem came, the Amon Ashiri, you don't have to give it back to her. So you take it once and finish. You don't have to be around her house. So an Amon, you're allowed to take a Mashkan, an Ashira, but not an Aniya. And the Rabbanan say, no, it says Amon, Bein Ashira, Bein Aniya, Ein Darshin time of the Krah. You don't learn the time of the Pasuk to change the Halach. But here, the same thing. Rav Shimon said, the reason it says Osa is that people shouldn't say, you did Malacha, you shechted it. Right? So what's the matkamina between them? The apik chamor bahador. The latanakam ashori. According to the Tanakam of Shimon, it's mutter. The leka shemiyomu. Nobody's going to say you shechted the chamor. Right? So if it's a gzeres hakosiv, you can't take out anything else with it, and the chamor is included. But if the reason you can't take out the other things is because people will say that you did malacha, you shechted it, right? So the Rebbe also don't succeed. It's because there's a custom. According to Shimon, that there's a reason, because people will think you shechted it. Nobody's going to think you shechted the chamor.